a story from the Hebrew Bible. Once upon a time, when the judges led the land of Israel, there was a famine in the land. And a man who lived in Bethlehem of Judah decided that he would go with his wife and sons to the land of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech. His wife was Naomi, and the sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They moved from the land of Judah and lived in Moab. Then Elimelech died, and Naomi was left with her two sons. The brothers married Moabite wives. The first was named Orpah, the second Ruth. They lived there 10 years, and then the brothers died. And Naomi had lost both her husband and her sons. So she gathered her daughter-in-laws together and said that she was going back to her home to be with her people. She had heard that God had visited them and blessed them with food. So she and the two daughter-in-laws set out on the road from Moab back to Judah. They hadn't gone very far when Naomi turned to them and said, "Go back home, and may God treat you as graciously as you have treated your deceased husbands and me." May God grant you a new home and a new husband. She kissed them, and they cried openly. Then the daughter-in-law said to her, No, we will go with you to your people. But Naomi was firm. "No, daughters, you go back to your mothers. Why would you come with me? Do you suppose that I have sons in my womb who would one day become your husbands? No. Go back to your mothers. I am too old of a woman to find a husband. And if I said there was still hope that this very day I would find a husband and have sons, would you be willing to wait until they were grown? Would you wait that long to marry again? No. No, this is a very bitter pill for me to swallow. More bitter for me than for you. God has given me a very hard blow." Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye and set off to return home to her family and her gods. But Ruth embraced her mother-in-law and wouldn't let go. And Ruth said to her, look, your sister-in-law is going back home to her people and gods. Go with her." But Ruth said, "No, please don't force me to leave you. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. When you die, I will die, and I will be buried there with you. So help me God, not even death itself will keep us apart." when Naomi heard that Ruth's heart was made up. She said no more. And together, they went on their way to Bethlehem.
Ruth is a story about loyalty. We all know something about loyalty. You know something, I know something, we all know something about loyalty. I first learned about loyalty in middle school. In my home school district, there are 4 elementary schools. But when you get to 6th grade, all those people come together into one building. I had these friends in elementary school. But then we went to middle school, and it felt like they turned into different people. My friends turned into people who bullied me and picked on me. Friends are supposed to be loyal. I learned how much disloyalty hurts. I hated going to school. All throughout middle and high school, I hated it. Understand this. I loved my classes. I liked all my teachers, and I enjoyed learning new things, and I even enjoyed doing the homework. It was everything else about school. I spent every day afraid. Afraid of what might happen to me. Afraid of what was being said about me. I spent weekends in bed crying, asking why I wasn't good enough or why no one seemed to want to be my friend. I learned how much disloyalty hurts. I sunk so far that at the end of my freshman year of high school, things were so bad that I just snapped. And well, I ended up spending my summer vacation in the hospital. Naomi experienced the hurt of disloyalty too. For her, it felt like God had been disloyal. When she found her way home, she told folks not to call her Naomi anymore. "Don't call me Naomi," she said. "Call me bitter, because the Lord has made my life bitter." Naomi had lost everything. First, Naomi and her family had to flee their homeland because of a famine. They ended up refugees in neighboring Moab. There they were, refugees in a potentially hostile land. And then her husband died. And her sons died. And then her son died. Her sons died. Naomi lost everything. All she has left are her daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. Moabite women that her sons had married. Naomi decides to return home to Israel. She knows that the sensible thing for her daughters-in-law is for them to return to their families. In the ancient world, security for women came through marriage. But Naomi is too old to remarry. She has no male relatives for Orpah and Ruth to marry in accordance with Jewish law. In that culture, unmarried women had no options for honest employment. Orpah and Ruth would be foreigners in Israel and carry with them all the prejudice that goes with that. The sensible thing would be for them to leave and return home, to go back to their families. So Orpah leaves. But keep in mind that Orpah does nothing wrong. She is simply doing the sensible thing and doing so with Naomi's blessing. But Ruth stays, stubbornly refusing to go. Naomi tells Ruth to leave, but Ruth will not be separated from Naomi. "Where you go, I will go," Ruth says. "Your people will be my people, your God will be my God." Ruth is completely loyal to this woman, her mother-in-law. Unconditional love and loyalty. Nothing will break that loyalty. Naomi experienced the hurt of disloyalty. For her, it felt like God had been disloyal. Naomi turned bitter towards life and towards God. She had sunk so far that it is entirely possible that she tried to send Ruth and Orpah back home so that she could just walk off into the desert and leave this world behind. And she might have done just that if it weren't for Ruth. Ruth refused to give up on Naomi and refused to let Naomi give up on herself. Ruth was determined to stay with Naomi and provide for her the future that Naomi was so convinced she had lost. We see unconditional loyalty from Ruth. Ruth is not loyal to an abstract idea or culture. Too often we lose ourselves in being loyal to the idea of a person rather than the real physical person. Ruth is loyal to the real person that is Naomi. But that kind of loyalty does not come without a cost. For Ruth, the cost was having to leave her homeland and her family behind. This was a time when cell phones don't exist, so it would not have been easy for Ruth to stay in touch with her family. Ruth gave up everything so that she could stay with Naomi to help provide for her. This may be a special case. We may not be expected to give up everything to be loyal to one another and to God, but our loyalty does not come without a cost. We might find ourselves down a few friends or with less free time. Our loyalty may take us away from somewhere that we have grown accustomed to and move us somewhere else, maybe even across the country, so that we might be able to take care of our family or to further our career. In situations like that, we find ourselves stuck, trying to choose between loyalties, trying to choose between good things. Loyalty is complicated. Ruth and Naomi are loyal to each other. They return to Israel together. Together, they figure out a way to make a life. Ruth gleaning in the fields, Naomi hatching a plan to get Ruth married, and it works. At the end of the story, Ruth and Boaz are married, and they have a son, Obed. The women of the town saying to Naomi, "This child will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, Ruth, who loves you, is better to you than seven sons." Through Ruth's loyalty, Naomi found healing. I found healing through loyalty, too. When I was in the hospital, every day someone from the Columbia City Church of the Brethren, my home church, came to visit me. I had only been attending that church a few weeks. They barely knew me. And yet, every day, someone was there reminding me, "We are here. You are not alone." The people of my church demonstrated unconditional love and loyalty to me. This unconditional love and loyalty created a family beyond blood. Through their loyalty, I was given a second home, a second family. They restored my trust in people and in myself. Through the church's loyalty, I found healing. Through Ruth's loyalty, Naomi found healing. That blessing becomes a blessing for others. That grandson she has, he goes on to be the grandfather of King David, one of the greatest kings of Israel, and an ancestor of Jesus. That blessing becomes a blessing for others. Through the church's loyalty, I found healing. And I hope someday, as I follow this path towards ministry, that blessing to me becomes a blessing for others. Amen.